All right, welcome back to Mad Hopper, episode 7. We've made it this far. Is the seven episode itch? Is that
lucky
number 7? Yeah. That's the one we're looking for. So we finally made it here. Forgive me because my voice is a little scratchy.
Brenner's dying.
Yeah, I'm dying.
Slowly.
This is this happens to me twice a year. So when we go when we move from fall into winter, move from winter into spring, this happens. So
most normal people call it allergies.
Yeah, yeah. I am. I'm self-diagnosing myself as not having allergies.
Doctor.
Yeah.
Brenner.
Dr. Brenner. So it's all good. So tonight we are going to real quick intro. We're gonna tell you what we're drinking. We're gonna do a little kind of round the horn. Talk about what's out there. What we're seeing from breweries. Maybe a little bit of news, and then I think we're doing our reveal, our top five.
Just our five list, right?
Our five list. Yes.
And the list of five for this evening was: you go to the store, you're like, "Yo, I want to get a 4-pack of Two Juicy. That's what I'm in the mood for."
Yep.
You go there, they don't have it. They don't have any of that Sip of Sunshine or that Wrench or whatever it is that you go there for.
Yep.
But you have that five that you're always safe going, you know what? They didn't have what I want, but I know they're going to have this. They have it. You grab it. What are those five?
Your go-to. Your safe.
And you might have more than five. But yeah. What's five of yours that are on? That's the list.
So I'm really interested as we reveal this, because I already got some pushback. I actually shared my list with one person, and he said, that's not easily available. So I'll be interested to hear your five and then my five, and then we might have to... you might have to critique
that. That whole concept of not available is as unique to the individual as their personal taste on beer.
Yeah,
because I've found stuff in places that people are like, "Where'd you get that?" And I'm like, "Dude, they always have it here." You know, so it's very unique. in that regard.
It's interesting. So we'll see. I have always found these beers that I'm going to reveal. But again,
and these don't have to be in any particular order.
Correct.
Just your five. You know what? We have five beers. We have roughly a 45-minute podcast here. Let's do one of the five right now.
Okay.
One of your five, go for it, and then I'll share mine.
So
no particular order, no rating. This is just your five.
All right, just the five. So one of them is definitely going to be Wrench by Industrial Arts. I've always found that very accessible. I can normally pick it up at any store around here, and I think it's a fantastic beer.
That's one of my favorites. I can see why you'd get pushback on that, because that is regionally a very available beer.
That's true.
So,
it is true.
For example, if you're in Brewster,
mm-hmm.
or if you're in Westchester, New York,
yeah.
people are like, "How did you get your hands on it?"
Really? I almost feel like it would be more available.
I'm just saying, I'm using that as an example. Or if you go out by like Hartford.
Yeah,
because they are, you know, Industrial Arts is part owned by the DeChicos family.
Yeah.
From what I've heard, or they have a partnership or whatever. Yep. So you always kind of find it that's a New York-based store.
Yep.
So once you head east,
you're going to start to phase out.
I will say I'm gonna open up one of my five right off the bat. Sea Hag,
yeah,
New England Brewing Company. Sea Hag, standard IPA, not a double. 6-packs, like $13.
Yep.
Very
accessible. Very
accessible. Very drinkable. Very consistent.
Yeah.
But it's easily one of those. I can't find what I want. They have Sea Hag. I know I'm good with that.
Nice.
So that's what I go with. Wrench, I can definitely understand the pushback, though.
Yeah.
Because that's still, to some people, the, you know, there's people that still struggle to find Sip.
Yeah.
You know?
I know, which is crazy. Actually, I had a coworker up from up in the office this week. He went on a quick search for Double Sunshine?
Oh, it's up in Vermont. You can't get that anywhere.
Yeah.
In Vermont.
So they don't, they're not brewing it
it's Vermont only.
Oh, interesting.
Is
it Double Sunshine or Double Sip? It's Double Sunshine.
Double Sunshine.
Yeah.
And the thing about Double Sunshine is it's made with Vermont water.
Gotcha. So that's why you need it.
Yeah. For a long time, there was this whole debate that the main difference between Sip of Sunshine and Double Sunshine was exact same recipe, Connecticut water and Vermont water.
Really?
That was the big debate.
So it's not a single and a double IPA?
I mean, they don't say that Sip of Sunshine is a double, but at 8%,
yeah.
I don't know that it's easy to call it a single.
You know, I had two of those the other night. I think I told you about this because, you know, it was one of the beers that, you know, definitely turned me on to this whole craze.
And you had it on tap.
So I turned it on. I had it on tap when I first got initiated. You got me into this. I kind of fell out of love with it as I felt like maybe it got too, I don't know what it was. I fell out of love, but recently I had it on tap. Had two glasses, and I can tell you, I was messed up.
and you were like, wow, I remember this now.
And,
like,
and it tasted so much better than the can, so it was really good.
You know that if it's on tap, in general, beer always tastes better on tap. Yeah. And, yep. You know, and then second was bottle, and third was can. I don't know if the can bottle.
And the cans need to be really fresh, especially with all the craft and the complexity that's going into craft right now. Like, you need to watch.
I went to two different stores tonight in New York, right over the border here, only because I was out. I grabbed a bite to eat with some people right after work, and I was near two stores in the Brewster area, and they have a selection that's decent, but you pay attention a little closer and you're like, this doesn't look like it's been picked up off the shelf in forever. And
interesting.
They had good beers. They had some Night Shift stuff from Massachusetts. And you look at the date on the back of the can, and it was canned in April.
Yeah. I'm good there. That's funny.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. So let's tell them what we're drinking. Let's tell the people what we're drinking. What are we drinking today?
We are drinking, currently it is a collaboration between Counterweight and Springdale, which is by Jack's Abbey, called Chat Room. And it is a single IPA. Their description is that it's with South African hops. It is a 6.5%. It's pretty drinkable.
Yeah.
I feel like it's got a touch of that classic Jack's Abbey finish.
Yeah.
And it's not a lager, but it still has that little, that hold on to the back of your tongue, lager-ish kind of flavor.
Yeah.
It's good. I don't know. I think I'll always try anything that's got Counterweight's name on it.
Just because
I appreciate them so much. I love the can art. I think it's really
cool.
Can
you find them locally? I don't find a lot of those kind of unique stuff that Counterweight's doing. Obviously, with their... they have a very stable one that's available.
Headway is
obviously
the ones that I see. Is I see Headway everywhere. I see they have a Workhorse Pilsner.
Okay.
And more recently, I've seen, what is it, Mass Effect or Mass... Destruction or Crucial Mass
by
them. I've been seeing that more and more.
Nice. But
those are the three that I've mostly seen as far as distribution goes.
Nice.
This is good. I don't know that after tasting this, there's no part of me that's going to say this is a bad beer, but I'm happy I tasted it. I don't think I need to taste it again. It's good. Is it amazing? No.
Yeah.
It's just a solid beer.
Yeah.
I'm really curious to see your opinion on this on our next one here.
Yeah.
Because Sloop out of, I believe they have a brewery now in Peekskill.
Oh.
This is Hopewell Junction, which is where they're originally out of, and they are putting out some awesome beer.
Dude, Sloop and getting some phenomenal distribution. I'm seeing them on tap at a lot of different places.
I mean, you had like Juice Bomb, and they had like Juice Bomb was their big one.
Yeah, that was the big one that they led with.
Blow the doors open with. And then they had like, for a short window of time, they did one called Down Under Bomb.
Okay.
And it was the Juice Bomb recipe, except they were using the Nelson Sauvin hops that are New Zealand hops.
Yep.
So they only grow for a little. They're like the Mackinac peaches from Seinfeld. They're good for like 6 days a year.
Yeah.
You know? But this Pixie Dust, I've had the regular Pixie Dust double IPA, single IPA, and this is a double dry hopped, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see your opinion. I've had it already.
Nice.
I bought a 4-pack of it. But
nice.
Great beers.
Awesome.
And then I started my night off with a nice howdy neighbor, Narragansett. Yeah. You know, it's my go-to.
You like that. That's kind of like your steady, right?
My Narragansett and my high life are
it's like your easy drinking.
I'm in the mood for a seltzer tonight. You
know, yeah, exactly.
Does
that make us alcoholics when we kind of consider it as our seltzer?
I had a lot of other things that made me an alcoholic
first, right?
Like, that's just that. I added to the list.
Pile it on. Nice. What else? What has been happening? Anything in the news? Something came up we were chatting about before.
President Trump is going to veto the wall. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I'm really glad they passed that bill through the House and the Senate because great go. Use of all of our tax money. All right, let's not get me agitated here. Let's talk about releases. What are some stuff that we're seeing out there that's...
Nod Hill's coming out with a hoppy... is it a Belgian or
it's
a hoppy
mix
blonde?
Between two of their... Is it the Belgian style and the blonde ale? It was... I read the review there. What's it called? The name's escaping me.
Yeah,
now.
Of course.
Let's definitely look that up right now. Yeah, we don't want to lead anyone astray. But yeah, it's so cool to see them
every
come
time
out
they
new
come
stuff,
out with. I, you see, like I see that post.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I gotta go get some,
man,
just to try it.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like us doing a podcast, telling people about other beer, has just made us want more beer. I mean, I feel like we're just like we're part of the system.
That's
here.
The fun part about it, though.
I guess
right?
so. The Nomus, I think we talked about that last time. I had that one while I was out. It might even be up yet.
Yeah, Forbidden Zone, Hoppy Belgian Blonde. It's a crossover of our Hoppy Pales and our Trappist.
Oh, they're Pale and they're Trappist, yes. That's right.
So it's probably going to... It's something like a combo of Ace of Wands and Tiny Yes.
It was the Tiny Yes, the one we're drinking last?
Tiny Yes is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I will go back and buy more Tiny Yes.
Very,
that
very
is,
drinkable.
It is drinkable. It is awesome.
Yeah.
But, more recently out of them, the I'm Okay, You're Okay is great. I mean, they're just putting out great beers. The Come Along.
How are they going to support all this? That's my problem. Like, you got to get... They're putting out so much stuff that, like, other stuff's going to have to rotate off. Like, you know, we're going to talk about this. Another one of my favorites, my top five. You might push back on this.
Go for it.
Geo Bunny. Like, that's got to stay there. They got to keep
producing. That's their flagship. That's never going anywhere.
I hope so. Superman is a close, I would say a close second. But, you know, that disappeared. I know they're bringing fresh cans back this weekend. So if you're looking for that, it is coming back.
Yeah,
but like,
and the thing about Superman is I feel like it's evolved. Like, I remember their first ever canning.
Yeah.
My wife.
Yeah.
God love her.
Yeah.
Went, left work on lunch.
And picked some up.
Went over there and dropped she got the max on everything.
That's
she
awesome.
Came back home with like four packs of Supermanis and
yeah.
four packs of Geo Bunny.
Yeah.
And I remember tasting the Supermanis and being like, I like this a lot better when I had it there. It was still good.
Sure.
And then the next time I got cans, I was like, holy shit, this is good. Like,
yeah.
So I they've definitely, not that they had a lot of kinks, but they've worked through stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Spectacularly there. I'm not a big Trappist guy, but their Trappists are great.
Yeah.
I mean, their Ace of Wands could be one of the most drinkable beers. It's like a great table beer. You can have that while you're cooking dinner. You can have it with your dinner. I mean,
that's a great beer. That's really high on my
easy
list.
Easy to drink.
Yeah.
Simple to drink.
Yeah. Speaking of those type of beers, if you haven't had it, and you know, shout out to my brother-in-law for the hookup on All Alone in the Middle of Nowhere by Kent Falls. And they have a few different hops that they've used. The one he got for me was a Strata. Drew, man, unbelievable. Now, it's not going to make my top five because it's not easily accessible, but wow, that is a great
good beer.
And again, you're not looking for an IPA. These are great beers that aren't IPAs. Like, you don't have to feel like you're getting, you know, you're taking down an 8 or a 9 percenter. Just phenomenal. And while we're on Kent, sorry, we're all over the place, but Double Shruggy, they're shipping them out. Check out their Instagram account. They're going out. Kent Falls got great distribution locally. So Double Shruggy, get your hands on that. Another phenomenal beer. I mean, Kent doesn't make a bad beer, and I'm a total sucker for them.
I now, to your point that you just made about Nod,
ooh.
Kent Falls to me is one of these breweries. Like, all right, we're on their webpage right here, and I just clicked our beer.
Yep.
There's 11 pages.
Yeah,
of beer.
And you'll lose it because there was a great beer I was drinking
pages.
when we went up to the brewery. I can't even remember the name now, but it's, you know, hasn't been canned. Haven't been able to find it.
It's wild to me.
All Alone, there's the one. Just a great pale ale. So what else? We got St. Patty's Day coming up. What did you refer to it as?
You're not a fan. I'm a bummer about days like that because those are the days when I don't want to leave the house.
Right. Yeah, you're like all the crazies. I'm like, it's amateur day. Amateur day. There we go. Amateur night.
Let's go out and just get wasted. I'm just not.
Wife and I, we were newly married, or maybe right before we were married, went to Boston for St. Patty's Day. It was insane. Now, get this. I lived in Ireland for 2 years. Boston was nuts.
Yeah, well, Ireland, they're much classier about their holidays. They're classier people about
it,
right?
It would be only the Americans making a mess out of the matter. But we were up in Boston. It was a ton of fun. I was just looking for an Irish breakfast. We probably walked 3 hours before I found a proper Irish breakfast that we could sit down and have. You know, with the blood pudding, you know, the red pudding, the blood white sausage pudding. There. Oh, man.
Haggis.
And the beans and the toast and the...
bangers.
And the bangers. you know, it was just... We did
tons of butter.
But I digress. The reason we were talking about that is because a lot of these breweries are putting out their dry Irish stouts. Mm-hmm. So I've got to imagine that's something similar to a Guinness. Is that what they're trying to do here?
No. So what are they doing? Here's
Nod's got one. Two Roads got one. Nebco has another one.
All of them have. They're all doing them. Yeah.
So they're all. They said they're tapping these casks. So are these like? Do they put these in cask and let them
those
age
are the,
for a little
the,
bit?
The pump.
All right, they're the hand pump.
So
go.
They're very old school. Newcastle, Harp, Guinness, Smittix.
Those are all your. These are all your dry Irish stouts.
No, they're not really. I mean, they're stouts, but you know, it's weird because throwing the word stout around in the world of craft beer is very different than what it was, right?
Right.
Like,
right.
I mean, Killian's Irish Red, that's not really a stout, but like, you know, Kilkenny, let's take a look here real quick. Kilkenny, I imagine, is a nitro-generated Irish cream ale.
Irish cream ale.
So, I mean, it's going to pour, if it's on tap and it's nitrogen tap, it's going to pour like a Guinness. So it's going to have that stout quality.
Yeah.
But a lot of these stouts,
4.3%. Yeah, 4.3%.
Whereas the stouts in the craft beer world are they're the ones that are higher. Pushing 8, 9, 10%.
Yeah.
So it's a different ball game.
Yeah.
It's hard because when you see the craft breweries of right now, if you will, making an Irish stout, are they making a true Irish stout or are they making like an Irish-esque craft stout?
Yeah.
Like they're two different. I don't know. It seems so. I mean, I don't really get into it.
Yeah,
it's not my thing. I like seasonal beers to a degree, but I will almost more than likely drink, you know, not a pumpkin, but if it's the fall, I'm gonna go towards the Marzen, or if it's the summer, I'm gonna go towards a wheat.
Right, you'll rotate
I'll rotate. So my seasonal beer is a style of beer you can get year round, but it's more or less like just kind of what I associate with the
with
time
that
period.
Season. Yeah, which reminds me, we are gonna do our brown ales right before we get into the springtime. So
we'll do a brown ale.
It was
tasting.
I think it was 50 today, so the spring is coming, but I do think we have another snowfall.
We're supposed to get a dusting.
The calendar. We'll get a little dusting.
Whatever.
So we still got time to drink.
I'm looking forward to the rainstorms. That's what I'm
right. The rainstorms will be nice, but so we still have time to drink our browns. So I'm not gonna. Oh, did you crack that?
I cracked it.
Tell me what you think.
I
so
love it.
Sloop Pixie Dust
double
dry
hopped.
What is double dry hopped? Explain this.
So
to me.
when you're brewing beer, I can tell you what it is in regards to a home brew scenario. I
go
imagine
for it.
It's much more complex in a bigger controlled environment. But when you brew your beer and it goes into the fermenter.
Okay.
During the boil, you're adding hops.
Ooh, that smells like cheese. It almost smells like a mature cheese, right?
It's awesome.
It's not the fruity kind of thing you're used
to.
Yeah,
it's definitely got like
a brie.
It's almost
got like a brie cheese to it.
Interesting. It's got a cheese smell. But
very interesting
it's
smell.
It's more the malt. That's the bready, malty, yeasty you're smelling.
Oh, wow. That is different. So I will tell you, if you've been drinking a lot of kind of juicy IPAs or the West Coast kind of like bitter, like you got a pine cone in your mouth, you'll want to change it up. You need to try this. This is different. This is different. It's got kind of
smooth, though.
It's smooth. It's not juicy. It's what is that?
So dry hopping.
Dry hopping is essentially
instead of during the boil, they're hopping it as you're creating the beer you're boiling it. When it goes into the fermenter to ferment. Yes.
Okay, so you chill it to a certain
temperature. Not even chill it, but bring it down to a set temperature. When it goes into that fermenter, then they will throw more hops in the fermenter. There's no boiling. There's no stirring. It's dry hopping. You're just
throwing it in there.
They'll start on the surface. They'll sink. They're doing that twice. Top of the already hopped boil.
Oh, got it.
So they're just double and triple hopping it.
Interesting. And that's versus a different flavor.
Versus like Dogfish's old method where they have like the 90-minute IPA where they're continuously hopping for 90 minutes.
Yep.
That's a 90-minute boil the entire time. They're just continually adding.
And I assume
more
the same for
hops.
The 60 and the 120.
Exactly.
Well. Yeah. Nice.
So in this case, there's no dry hopping in that method. This is a beer that has a set boil that hops went in. But then when it also got done with the boil and went to the fermenter, it was then hopped again.
Yeah.
Dry hopping.
All right, dry hopping. Are there other ones on the market that you've seen? I've definitely heard it.
Double dry hopped. I feel like the big name that made that like a thing was Trillium.
You'd
get like double dry hopped, you know, Congress Street or double dry, you know. I might even have on there. Mosaic dry hopped Fort Point there in the front. It's...
So they kind of lead the charge here, would you say? It was a trillion?
I remember the first time I saw like the big, like, this is dry hopped or double, or dry hopped in the form of the label.
Yeah.
There were beers that
they're probably dry hopped. They didn't promote it that
before.
Way.
Exactly.
That was in the marketing.
But that was a complete marketing thing.
Yeah.
But Trillium is the one I think of when I think of like, this is the first time I saw like, wow, this is double dry hopped. It was Trillium.
Nice.
All right, beer number two on your list.
Beer number two. So I revealed number two. What did I just say? I said, Geo Bunny. Yeah.
Okay.
So again, you could push back. Sorry for everyone kind of outside this area.
I'm going to keep it to liquor store only just because I feel like for the masses listening.
Yeah, my next three will. I actually rewrote my list because I do need to make sure that I'm getting better distribution. I actually got my brothers turned on to this podcast and they're in the Bayous. Shout out to the Cajuns that are now listening to our podcast. And dude, I don't know why I didn't think about this. My brother is a manager at a brewery in South Louisiana, Spigots. It's kind
clothing
of like a,
optional because it's Louisiana.
It's Louisiana.
Hey guys, thanks for joining us. Put some shirts on. Put some shirts on.
No shirts, no shoes, no service.
Yeah, no.
I grew up as a kid just thinking like every proper business should have
you're
that
like,
on their
what
door.
What are socks?
Socks. Mom and Dad, come on.
Shout out the LSU game's on.
We are going to have my brother... We are going to have my brother come on board. Would love to hear what they're brewing down there. It's a really cool spot. I've been there, so I have that.
Yo, a little shout out to LSU right now because two of their alumnus.
Oh my goodness. Wait a minute. Illustrious alumnus?
Illustrious alumnus who were forces to be reckoned with are joined once again for this upcoming NFL season.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I didn't even know where you were going with this.
Yeah, that's
where
I'm going.
So we need to have a discussion around that.
So we are going to have Mr. Landry and Mr. Beckham.
OBJ.
Jr. Now here's the thing.
Yeah.
People are like, you know what? He was a disease in the Giants locker room.
I don't believe that.
I hope that he wasn't. Here's my thinking. He's on a team in the Browns. A lot of young guys. That cockiness flies.
I wish they would have done Hard Knocks this year. It would have been phenomenal. Can you imagine?
Incredible.
It would have been awesome.
So what I'll say is this. I have to believe if anybody pays attention, which nobody does because it's the Cleveland Browns.
Right.
But I pay close attention to the Browns' individual stuff now.
Yeah.
Jarvis Landry is one of my favorite athletes.
He's great.
Because, I don't even call him religious because that's pushing
spiritual.
It, but he's very spiritual.
Sure.
And he's sending a good message.
He is.
At the end of the day, he's sending a good message.
Yeah.
And he appears,
yeah.
I use that term, appears, at least at this point, to be focusing on the right things and gaining successes for that.
Sure.
So there's part of me that thinks, you know what? Management, whatever on the Browns, which you'd think I'd know, but I don't, might look at that scenario and go, you know what? OBJ, little bit of a wild child. This is one of his comrades from back in the day.
Right.
He comes here. Maybe the two, maybe Landry's like, yo, bro, chill out.
Right.
We chill out. This. You and I are back.
Yeah.
Right?
Let's we're do back. It. Yeah, it's like we're back in the bayou.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're back in the back bayou. In the swamp.
In the swamp. So, go ahead.
No, that was all I was saying is I'm excited to see it, but a lot of people are. The big thing that I'm surprised no one's talking about, if we're going to talk about Browns real quick, is the fact that we got rid of our safety Peppers. I'm almost more upset.
Was he that good?
He was incredible.
Was he really?
Him and Ward are the two. Ward is a cornerback. He had almost an interception a game the entire season.
That's pretty incredible.
Like, they kept him.
Right.
But Peppers on as a free safety, incredible.
Yeah. I mean, you guys were on the verge of the playoffs, right? Was it a win and in, or you needed someone to
win? We were close.
You were close enough.
We were close.
So it'll be interesting. They're going to be exciting. They're going to be fun to watch no matter what. When you said LSU, I thought you were talking about basketball. Because I remember growing up as a kid listening to LSU basketball. They're pretty much irrelevant. I always figured because they had some cheating scandal. And, you know, they were sanctioned for 15 years. So, sure enough, I'm really excited. I literally watched one LSU basketball game before the coach gets ensnarled in this scandal.
Prostitution ring.
No, not he prostitution ring.
He hung out with
ring.
Robert Kraft.
No, that's all another one. No, but it's bribing, you know, players to come, et cetera.
It's like blue chips.
Blue chip. So now, you know, it's all a mess again. So after a 15-year hiatus from LSU basketball, we're finally relevant, and boom, we'll probably be out again. But a very funny meme going around that, you know, the head coach of the football team, now his name's escaping me. I don't know if you've ever heard him speak, but if the FBI ever wiretapped him, they wouldn't be able to decipher what was actually.
Cajun?
He's Cajun.
Holy jeez.
Oh, yeah,
sounds
he's
like
Cajun.
He's got a mouthful of cotton balls. Yeah. So either way, guys, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, so welcome to
so you have a brother that works up at a brewery.
So he's the manager at Spigot's Brew Pub. So it's
how about we get
there.
Some Spigot's shirts for the podcast?
I think we need some Spigot shirts. That's
see what I did there?
That's it. I don't think they're canning anything, so it'd be tough to get some beer. But we can definitely get some swag.
Yeah, Spigot's swag. Maybe
we're really big on merch up here.
So
hit us up with some merch. So looking forward to that. And I told them, listen, they're probably not going to get any nod down there, but we can definitely hook them up if they're interested. So,
totally.
Hear about something you love, reach out to us, and we'll make sure to reach out to you. Where were we going with that?
Oh, my list.
List, yes. All right, so you're on number two.
You gave
away
your
number
two. Yep,
I'm on Geo. What's your number two?
My number two is something simple. I had one tonight. It is a Narragansett Lager. You can find this at Stop and Shop.
So
it is.
I am not gonna lie, Drew. I have never. I don't think I have ever had a Narragansett Lager.
So I am not. I'm not a Budweiser guy. I'm not a Coors Light guy.
Yeah.
I'm not really even a Miller Light guy.
Yep.
I will drink a PBR here and there.
Really?
Here and there. Yeah.
Okay.
And I put them in the same category as I put this. But like the Narragansett is a beer that is something that I can drink 45 of them.
Yep.
And I
and
wouldn't.
You're good.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't.
The whole point of it is you can have a beer to satisfy that I want to have a beer, but I'm not looking to have an 8% double dry hop.
Oh, yeah. No, 100%.
And it doesn't have that Budweiser aftertaste for me, or that Bud Light, maybe I have a soft spot for them because we used to be up in the area where they are.
Yep.
But at $6.99 a six pack of
Tall
Boys,
can't go wrong there.
It's a great buy.
I love it.
And I'm not claiming it to be an amazing beer.
Right.
It's a go to for me that is never not available.
It's a steady. I like
never
it.
Anywhere.
I like it.
So that is my number two.
I really like it. Good stuff. So we covered a little bit of some releases. Let's talk about what we're drinking. Did you drink anything over the last week or 2 weeks since we've had our last podcast that you thought was interesting? You want to share?
Tiny Yes, we talked a little bit about it. Nod. I had some of that as well as some Come Along.
Okay.
Which is another one of their pails.
Yep.
let's see. I mean, kind of been a single parent this week, so
that's
I haven't
right.
been doing much as far as this goes. I've been kind of, you know, I've been to a couple stores here and there. I'm looking for something interesting.
Okay. All right, so nothing jumps out of there. All right, so I'll share, because again, shout out to my brother-in-law. He had a mule go up to Vermont. So brought back a whole haul. So he came over. We had a family dinner, and we had some great drinks. So I will share. Two of them were from Zero Gravity.
Oh,
I'm sure you're familiar with Zero Gravity. Conehead, which was one of the ones we did not drink. But I will tell you that my wife and I did a little getaway weekend up in Burlington 2 years ago. And if you remember, I texted you and I was like, hey, I'm up here, still new to the scene. Tell me what to get.
You went to Zero Gravity, didn't you?
We did not.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But with the bed and breakfast, we stayed at stocked mini fridges in every single room with Crusher.
Focal.
And they had some Magic Hat and... Focal, Crusher. There was one more I'm missing.
Heady.
Absolutely. So that was great. But then I was like, you were like, go to the store and look for anything buy. And I think one of them was Zero Gravity. So I did get Cone. And
Conehead.
I was like, Conehead. Which is phenomenal beer.
To be mixed
beer.
Up with Cone Flakes.
Yes. Which is by who?
Firefly Hollow.
Which is
a Connecticut brewery.
And also a really good beer, right?
A lot of people love it.
Yes.
Are you not a fan? I am a fan. I feel like they had a little run of inconsistency.
Oh, interesting.
Where you have 1 4-pack, it didn't, and it was quite different from the next.
Yeah.
That being said, at the end of the day, if I see it, I'm grabbing it.
It was good.
Yeah.
So, Zero Gravity. So, we had Green State Lager, which was, listen, it was nothing, like, spectacular, right? It wasn't anything. But it was, what I did notice, and I pointed this out, was that for a lager, which is essentially kind of drinking like a Bud Light, right? I mean, essentially.
Yeah, I mean, it can be heavy on the flavor side.
It was complex. You drink a Bud Light, it's just kind of like, okay, whatever. It's got a kind of like a single taste that runs through it. While, drinking the Green State from Zero Gravity was a little bit more enjoyable.
Yeah.
I will say. So it was very good. Also from Zero Gravity was, and this is brother-in-law's, one of his absolute favorite beers, was Little Wolf. I don't know if you've had that one. But again, it was an American Pale Ale. Very, very delicious and very drinkable. I think these are like in the 4% range. So very kind of similar to your Narragansett. Very drinkable beer. So if you're up in is it the Green Mountain State? Yeah,
it is.
It's the Green Mountain State. And you're able to pick up some Zero Gravity. What has been your experience with Zero Gravity?
I've just had Conehead.
Conehead, yeah, okay.
It's real hard because anytime I'm up there,
yep.
It's a beer I've had. And
yes.
It's great, but
yep.
There's so many to choose from that I almost have to, before I'm going to a store or what have you, I literally
you
have
to make
to
a
go
plan.
In with a plan.
Yeah. Because
if I go in there freestyle,
I'm in
there for 20 minutes and I come out with no beer.
Yeah, you're
going to. Because I'm just like, never mind, I'm leaving.
I'm out.
Yeah, no, your brother-in-law had actually texted me and said,
that's right, he had a few other things.
Peasant King by Burlington Beer Company.
That's right.
And he was like, it was unreal.
Did he like that one?
He has yet, I don't think he's had Wizard yet.
I think that's correct.
And that is my favorite by Burlington Beer Company.
Yep.
And I mean, the simple fact is, you get off the highway in Vermont and go to a gas station and sometimes
and find Wizard.
4 packs of Wizard.
Wow.
But I mean, there's second fiddle, all of them. I mean, it's not just, I mean.
That's another one I have that I haven't had, and it's in my fridge.
You have a second fiddle?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have not had, and I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Great beer. Like I said, I put it kind of in the same category as Crusher. Oh, yeah, you got a lot of floaties in there.
Yeah, so this Pixie Dust, how's it tasting now? You're halfway through. Any
delicious.
Change or anything?
Oh,
still good?
That's a complete visual thing. There's
so
nothing poor about that.
It never bothers me, the floaties.
If you ever pour a Focal Banger, you never drink one
you're
again.
You're going to get them.
Looks like...
You know, it did kind of freak me out as you gave me that Imperial Stout by,
Nebco.
What
Imperial
is it?
Imperial Stout Trooper.
This is an Imperial Stout Trooper. And you told me, you said, hey, it's going to be a little loogie at the end.
But I wanted to see it. It's aged.
Yeah, it's aged. And it didn't bother me, but it was a little fun coming out.
Yeah, I mean, you can pour it in the sink and you look at what comes out of the bottom. Okay. Well, it's basically, it's still bottoms that have fallen out of solution. That's all it is. I mean, it's still, it's delicious.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. We also had on Sunday, and now granted we were splitting all these beers because, you know, he had to drive home and we had to work on Monday. We had Fuzzy, which was my first time ever.
And what did you think of Fuzzy Baby
Fuzzy
Duck?
Baby Duck.
Honest, without getting crazy.
Nebco.
And your thoughts.
And my thoughts were, it didn't really jump out at me.
Yeah.
and I was a little disappointed. Yeah.
But
I
mean, not worth the hype.
I was a little disappointed because I felt like there is a lot of hype around
What did I tell you when you said
you told me that.
I said you did. Your exact
and you know,
thing.
I tried to just black that out from my mind and go in and drink it because I know so many people. This is one of their top reviews. Now, in all honesty, in full transparency, I got a 6-pack that's still coming. I don't have it. I want to have a few more. I do believe that having beer in different settings,
completely
different
changes
food,
it.
Different environment, I think it changes it.
I agree.
So I think having it on tap changes it. Would love to have Fuzzy on tap and really. My initial reaction, it's gonna be totally off base, was like drinking a sip out of the can. You know, very similar to a sip of sunshine, where it was like this would have been a phenomenal beer 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. I would have been like, wow, but we have so much great beer right now.
It gets lost in the mix.
There's no way I'm going to go and stand in line
for
this.
That, yeah.
All right? But again, I want to drink it a few more times.
I've had the double and I've had the Fuzzy Ducks.
Yeah.
And both of them are, there's nothing about them that I'm like, stay away from this beer.
No, of course not.
But there's nothing about them that I'm like, this is amazing.
Right.
It just doesn't exist with that. And that's not a bad thing.
No, it's not.
And you know what? That's the beautiful thing. We mentioned it before. If somebody is like, dude, that is my favorite beer. It's amazing.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good. Then you keep buying it, man. That's awesome.
That's like, great.
You found that?
It?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah. Like, I'm a, I
and
love
it's here
that.
In Connecticut. Like, go for it.
People can taste beers that I like and be like, dude, there's nobody, I'm sure there's other people, but there's plenty of people that are like, did he just say Narragansett? Jesus,
right.
Narragansett.
What's wrong? He said PBR?
Exactly. Like, it doesn't matter.
No.
That's the beauty of it. Exactly. So, yes. Do I think it's worth the hype? No.
Right.
But I think as I've drank more and more double IPAs and IPAs and craft beer and all this, I don't feed into the hype of any beer anymore.
Yeah.
I don't, because I'm just like, whatever. If I don't get my hands on it, whatever.
It's
like,
all good.
It used to be like a focus.
Yeah.
I used to get like, all right, this is coming out.
Right.
Meg, we're going to Thanksgiving. We got to be home because tomorrow morning I got to get down because of the release. Of
right.
You know, I used to get really focused in on it.
Yeah.
And it would almost be like drinking it wasn't fun.
Right.
It was finding it.
Right.
And like I'd get it and be like, I fucking got it. I'd take pictures of it and stuff.
Yeah.
But that wore off quick.
Sure.
At the end of the day, it's like, great, I took pictures of it. Now I'm going to come home and I'm going to sit in my house and be like, I'm by myself.
Right. You know? What do I do with this?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I try to, I laugh when people get so worked up about any beer. Mm. I mean, anything. I don't care if it's Abner by Hill Farmstead, whatever.
Doesn't matter. Don't get too worked up.
Yeah.
All right. Number three.
I think
we need to move on to number three.
I'm okay with that.
So I will share that another great go-to beer for me is Lagunitas. Lagunitas,
okay, there you go. That's a great one. Which
That's
one?
That's a really good, just their...
just Lagunitas IPA.
IPA. It's a great beer. I feel like it's readily accessible.
Everywhere.
Very consistent flavor. I think Lagunitas is a great beer.
I am going to say... it's funny. I have a Lagunitas beer as well. It's not their IPA.
Interesting.
And, of course, at this very moment, I'm like, what?
Well, you gotta look it up.
I gotta look it up. I can see the bottle, and I don't, at this point.
That's all that matters. If you see the bottle, you're like, I'll take that. Or you see the tap handle, it's, I will take that.
Yes. No, it is Lagunitas.
That's all you really need.
Yeah, no, it's their bottle. It's their hybrid beer there. It's their hybrid.
And they are out of California, right?
Petaluma.
SoCal? Petaluma.
Little something something.
Oh, little something something, ale.
That is, this little something something is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And you know what? I got to give Lagunitas taps or props because... Have you ever seen a Lagunitas can besides... Oh, I guess they do more now, but I've only ever seen the ale. It's not like they've gone the tall boy route.
I don't think I've ever seen a Lagunitas can.
I've seen this one.
I've seen the IPA Little Something. I mainly find it on tap, though.
Their Little Something Something is...
If I'm out drinking, I don't know where to go. I'm kind of like, give me the Lagunitas.
Yeah. It is, it's a combination, it's basically a pale wheat.
Interesting.
It's great for IPA fans, but so smooth that, so this is actually.
Yeah, because 7.5 for an ale, that's interesting.
The thing about this beer that I think is cool is exactly what they say right here, is this beer is a great transition beer.
Yeah.
So if someone's getting into IPAs and they're starting to like it, but they can't handle the double yet,
yeah,
this is a beer for them.
Interesting.
Because it doesn't have that bite. It's wheat based, but they've hopped the heck out of it.
Mm.
So it's great, but
that's interesting.
Little something something's definitely all a right. go-to.
I'm gonna check that out. I've probably had it, but it's not something that that would have jumped out at me.
What's number four for you? We should just keep the list going.
Let's keep going. So, well, let's do a quick recap. So, okay. I went with Wrench first, which was a little bit of a cheapo, and Geobunny too, which I get. It's not great distribution. So, I promise my last three have pretty decent distribution. So, I said Lagunitas. The number four, and again, maybe you get some pushback here. I don't know. I want to hear from the listeners. Too Juicy. I think Too Juicy.
It's becoming a
hopefully it's getting out there. It's definitely available here. I wonder if it's more available out there. But I feel like that's a really, especially if you're into like kind of the juicy IPAs, I feel like that's a pretty decent standard available beer that we can find here. So
And you know what? I'm going to compliment your number four with the same brewery.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say one of mine, which I think is much more readily available in comparison, is Lil Heaven.
Yeah.
Which Lil is Heaven's Two Roads Session IPA. Great beer.
Mm-hmm.
Crushable in the summer.
Yeah.
Not going to put you on your ass, but holds up to drinking while you're shoveling the driveway.
Yeah.
It's I love that
beer. Yeah. That is a really
it's priced
good one.
Really well. That's my number four. That's without a doubt my number four.
I like it. You want to do five?
Yeah.
Let's go fivesers.
Go for
it. Last one I will say, you know, and I actually had one the other day on a train, so that tells you about the availability of this beer. And it's really good, and I hadn't had it in a while, obviously drinking a lot of this kind of limited release craft beer. But I drank it. I was like, you know, this is a really good beer that's got great distribution. Kind of fell in love with this place because I've done the brewery tour. I kind of fell in love with the story and kind of the vision behind it is Dogfish 60 Minute.
Love it.
So great distribution. It's not like drinking...
One of the original gangsters
of
the craft
original,
game.
I'm looking forward to reading the book about the founding of the company, etc. And just it's a good IPA and different, right? It's not like it's not like drinking a Stone or a Goose Island or it's got a little bit different. You know what it reminds me of? And it just came to me now. We went out to Bad Martha's, which is on Martha's Vineyard. It's a brewery. And had a lot of fun there in the summer. But they put, grape leaves into the beer.
Wow.
So it's, and you notice it, you're like, yeah, I can identify that it's grape leaves. So really funny. I've drank several of them, which was really good and looking forward to it in the summer. 60 Minute IPA reminded me of that. So I don't know if they're doing something with it. They're putting something in there. But it tastes different. So I invite our listeners to check that out.
But it also might be different because of the palate you're tasting it with now.
It could be.
Right?
Could be.
Like, that's certainly...
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when you're a little kid, you don't want to eat escargot.
Right.
It tastes great when you're an adult.
Yeah, looking back at it.
Exactly. I don't know. That's how I say it.
That's the great thing about beer. I mean, yeah. You try a beer, you might look back and say, I didn't like that one, go back. You know, it's funny. We're prepping for our brown ale show, which we promise you all, it is coming. And I've been drinking a few and having, you know, kind of gave up on them a year or so ago. After drinking everything we're drinking.
Rekindling a couple of brown ale.
Good.
It's really good.
Dude, it's pretty good. I'm excited about the show. I'm excited about trying a few different ones. I'm excited about the one that I've been drinking and I'm going to share with you.
But, oh, I'm on the same boat. I think
it's kind of cool.
I think I might pick up a third.
I kind of want to explore a little bit more.
I've got two. I saw a third today in the store that I was like, ooh, food for thought.
Yeah.
Right there.
It's a little preview for our brown ale show.
So to wrap us up here before we get kicked off.
Yes.
My number five, readily available everywhere, priced probably dollar for dollar, the best 4-pack tall boy that you're gonna find on the shelf. Headway by Counterweight.
Wow.
Came onto the market scene at $9.99 a 4-pack.
Yeah.
They were smart when they produced it because they produced a warehouse full of it before they released it. I can find it everywhere.
Yeah, you can find it everywhere.
I've seen
Tell us the story about Counterweight again. I know we've shared
head
it.
Head brewer from Nebco.
All right.
Amicably parted ways. Company.
Yep.
Said, listen, I want to do my own thing.
Yep.
Started Headway in Hamden.
Yep.
Out by Quinnipiac.
Yep.
Headway or sounded cart he sound founded Counterweight.
Yeah.
Headway was their flagship IPA.
Yeah.
Using all great ingredients, using his knowledge that he'd gained over the years. I think his name is Matt West.
Okay.
We're
eventually gonna get these guys on the podcast.
Yes.
We're just kind of we're putting together a stable.
We have to build a resume.
Yeah, build first a resume.
And show them how many of you guys are listening to.
Yeah, exactly. Hundreds.
But Headway is consistent.
Yeah.
And the best part about Headway is it stacks up there with as far as I'm concerned, with the sips and all those beers. And it's $6 cheaper.
Yeah, it's cheaper.
I mean, he's definitely going at it aggressively on the pricing market.
Yeah.
And it's working to his benefit because he is moving beer.
Yeah, they're moving beer.
So Headway is definitely what I'm wrapping my five with.
I love it. I love it. Good stuff. All right. So, I think good show here. Talked about our five that are readily available.
The next episode is the brown episode.
Yeah, it's going to be the brown. We're coming at you. We've been prepping it. AKA drinking a lot of brown ale. And I'm
researching.
I have done some researching. We are researching. We want to bring you knowledge. That's what we're all about here. We're all about making you smarter.
We do not like wasting time here.
We don't.
With the Mad Hopper
podcast. Straight to the point. Yes.
No.
Right?
If you're listening to us, we value your time.
We do value your time. Yes, we do. And when you're hanging out at the bar and you're dropping bits of knowledge about beer, that makes us happy.
You know what? And the thing is, drop it and claim the knowledge.
Yeah. Don't say I found this on the Mad Hopper podcast. No.
Write us a letter. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we love that. We thrive.
Yeah.
We thrive on that. So let us know.
Is our gift to you.
Our gift. We love making you the hero. We want you to be the beer hero. That's
totally.
It.
Absolutely.
That is our goal in life.
I sleep well at night from off of that thought.
Same. Yeah. Same. I do too. And the beer that we drink.
Guys, send us some emails.
Send us some love.
Can they send us?
TheMadHopper@gmail.com. I know that's tough, so you know what? Go to Instagram, search The Mad Hopper, and just slide into our DMs.
Yeah.
That's all we need you to do.
We're going to put a couple pictures up of our beers from tonight,
guys.
We'll
throw up some pics. Give us some love, and we look forward to talking to you about brown ales real soon.
We'll talk to you in a couple days, guys.
Talk to you later.